Welcome to the Road Trip Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Ray. As you listen today, keep in mind that some of the professions we will talk about have current job openings, including sign-on bonuses. After you listen, check out ntta.org for more info. We're focusing on telecommunication today. What does that mean exactly? And how does that affect what happens on the road? To find out more, we've brought on one of our best telecommunicators, Matthew Morales. Matthew, what is a telecommunicator and what do you do?
Here at NTTA for us, we kind of expand on that. We not only communicate via the telephone, but we communicate a radio, different computer programs, processing, infrastructure. And we do that with not only ourselves, my colleagues here in the dispatch center, but also with other employees for NTTA, whether it's maintenance, roadside safety services, or a DPS state trooper. So it really, at NTTA, we really take that terminology, that term of telecommunicator, and really expand it to the needs of what NTTA requires us and wants us to do to help keep customers safe on the tollway.
So you put a human face, or in this case, more often a voice, on all this technology, right? What's it like inside that safety operations center you mentioned? That's where you spend most of your time, right?
Yes. It's it can vary. It you know, we are 24/7, 365. At any given moment, it can be, you know, you can hear hustle and bustle and, you know, one person, you know, yelling out, you know, hey, we need assistance. We need a trooper for this crash that just occurred. And, or, you know, someone saying, hey, someone just got hit. We need help with this debris call. It can go from that to, you know, just something as relaxed as, you know, just motorist assists, RSS trucks helping customers with, you know, flat tires or fuel. It's a little bit more low key. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, it can just change on a dime. And all of a sudden a trooper is trying to arrest somebody and they took off running on foot away from them. So we need to get them help as quickly as possible. So the environment overall is there's always something going on. There's always something exciting and new that's happening. And it just really, kind of gives you just the ability to have a job where no 2 days and no 2 shifts are alike at all.
Doesn't sound that way at all. And again, you're the human kind of directing all the various pieces. You mentioned RSS a moment ago. That's what you guys call the roadside safety services team, right?
Yes, sir.
So how do you help? How do you interact with them? And what is their primary mission?
So for roadside safety services, as we call them, RSS for short, their primary role is to assist customers on the tollway with any kind of traffic incident or vehicle emergency call. So it could be something as small as I ran over debris and it's stuck under my vehicle. Can you help me remove it? Or a vehicle ran out of fuel, or a customer needs help with changing a flat tire. Or it can range to some more extreme, right? Someone's reporting, you know, dogs or a cow that's loose on the roadway and they're running in lanes of traffic, which can be very dangerous.
Sure.
Or there's a major crash or a rollover. All lanes are affected. Traffic is completely at a standstill and RSS needs to respond quickly out there to make sure we can clean up that scene, so everyone can get about their way on the tollway. So RSS really is kind of like a first point of in-person contact for NTTA with these customers on the tollways, and their job just is it. Their importance cannot be stressed enough. They really do a lot of great work on the day to day when it comes to assisting people on the roadways.
And I know that we always encourage people. Well, you tell me. Do you find like a lot of people using #999? What is that, and why would you encourage them to put that in their phone now?
#999 is basically the quickest way to get a hold of emergency services for NTTA if you find yourself needing assistance on the tollway. And again, it's just #999 and you dial right on in and we can help you with anything, whatever you throw at us, we can really assist you with. So anything on the gambit of any kind of assistance that someone may need on the day-to-day travels on the roadway, if you just dial #999, it really is the quickest way to get a hold of us. And what we really try to tell people is we just encourage them to already kind of have it as a contact or pre-programmed in your phone. So if you're ever in this crazy situation, you don't even have to think about it. It's already in your phone and you can really get a hold of us quite easily and quickly that way.
As a telecommunicator, it's a two-way street. We always remind people in any type of communication, you have to be a pretty good listener and decipher people who are quite often under some type of stress, right?
And that's why it's so nice working here, because you have to be very highly trained and skilled. In their opinion, is a very stressful situation. It is an emergency for them. And a lot of times we do get people calling in that are very either irate or emotionally elevated. And we really have to use our training and skills and specialization to really bring them down to a place where we can get information from them and we can get help out responding. And so that's why for us, it's really nice that we have very highly trained people here, that when we do have emotional callers or we do have someone that is going under stress or duress, that we have that training and skills needed to really bring them down to where we are, and we can get them the help that they need.
I guess what you do when you really think about it is it's a disappearing art in the day of shifting everybody and other communication points into chat, text, etc. A lot of what you still do, if I'm correct, is really verbal. You're having a one-on-one conversation a lot, right?
Yes, we are. Most of it's through the phone, especially when it comes to the customers that we serve. And it is, you can see it as a dying art, so to speak. Nowadays with modern technology in the 21st century, you don't really see phone calls as much, but here that is still our primary channel of communication with the people on the outside, with customers that are needing assistance. Because if we can't talk to you, or we don't have any, you know, mode of communication, we can't get any help out to where it's needed. So that it's really important that those of us that work here, that we are very highly trained in the art of communicating via the telephone and knowing those verbal skills, picking up on nonverbal cues or nonverbal sounds that we may hear.
So you're doing two things at once. Sometimes you're listening and getting information while at the same time quickly dispatching, right? Is that kind of a give and take process?
Yes, that's another skill that is required to be a telecommunicator here, and that is the skill of multitasking. We have to multitask doing this job. As you said, we are oftentimes we're on the phone talking to customers, getting their information and trying to see what's going on. And at the same time, we have to respond to the roadside safety service units. We have to respond to state troopers that may be trying to, you know, initiate traffic stops or respond to other emergencies. So we're really having to do this kind of balancing act between responding to callers and then responding to, you know, our own personnel here for NTTA, and doing both at the same time in an efficient, professional manner, to where we can get help to where it's needed, but also help our own colleagues when they need it as well.
How about in the Safety Operations Center, the communication with your colleagues, if there's a bigger incident, how do y'all kind of fit together?
Yeah, so for us, it really comes down to knowing your role, or as they say, you know, knowing what lane you are in and staying in that. So for us, that means we have different stations. We have different, quote unquote, disciplines working at any given time, right? So we spoke about roadside safety services earlier. Well, we have at any given time 1 to 2 people just assigned to handling the radio traffic and dispatching those RSS units on the roadway. And that's all they do for the entire shift. We also mentioned earlier and spoke about, you know, DPS state troopers that NTTA has working for them. We have 1 to 2 people only assigned and assisting with DPS state troopers and dispatching for those units as well. We also have someone assigned to just taking phone calls, a call taker. All they do the entire shift is they handle those phone calls and they get that pertinent information that we need for response. And then you even have someone that works a station for cameras, Lone Star. We call it Lone Star. And that's the person in charge of the cameras, seeing, playing back the cameras. If we can find someone, if we can find a crash, how it happened, doing, you know, analyzation of different incidents for these troopers, for RSS units. And when we have major incidents, because everyone knows their role, we really do a very good job of putting all those pieces together. And we communicate on the floor. This floor is, you know, big enough to where we have space, but small enough where we can still, you know, kind of yell across the room and be like, hey, I need help for this, or I need, you know, an RSS unit en route for this incident. And we really do a great job of kind of putting all those pieces together, especially for major incidents, working as a team, and at the end of the day, really getting the help to those that need it and having all of our responding units come home safe.
I know it's tough to have presence of mind if you have a flat tire and your car has just skidded to a stop. You're probably very, very upset, but
Are there things that drivers can do as they go about their commutes or their travels to be aware of their surroundings? So if they do have to call for help, that they at least know where they are?
Absolutely. There are a few things that people on the outside can do to better help themselves when they need to call in for assistance. Number one, the most important thing is, of course, location. I can send my whole fleet out to you, but they won't, not a one of them will do a bit of good if we don't know where you are. We kind of encourage callers to kind of take a mental, we call it a mental note of where you are. If you're driving on one of the tollways, let's say Dallas North Tollway, kind of keep a mental note of the exits that you're passing. And also kind of keep a kind of a mental note of, you know, am I going southbound? Like, am I going into Dallas? Am I going northbound out of Dallas? Am I on the left or right shoulder? Am I blocking a lane of traffic? You know, is it second from the right, third from the left? What kind of vehicle am I in? What color is it? You know, am I driving a truck, a car, a box truck, a semi? All those things that that customers can do, any of those kind of, we call them mental notes that they can take on themselves to constantly be aware of the surroundings and know their location, anything that can help clue us into where you are, that's one of the best things that callers can do in order to get the most effective, quickest response to out to where they are.
You mentioned earlier the environment inside the Safety Ops Center. What are some of the signals, some of the technology you use to try to discourage wrong way driving and deal with that if that becomes an issue? How are you aware of that?
So fortunately for us here at NTTA has put a lot of importance on you know, either deterring or reducing the number of wrong way drivers that, you know, drivers may encounter on the tollway. Wrong way drivers occur everywhere on every roadway, of course, but NTTA really tries to focus on our roadways to bring that number down. Some of the programs we have to assist us with that, we have kind of what they call like a thermal camera imaging system that uses thermal technology to kind of trace the, you know, thermal fingerprints, so to speak, or footprints of vehicles. And if it finds that a vehicle is going the wrong direction on a roadway, it'll send us a notification with that little video clip, and it'll tell us where it is, where it occurred, what time. And we can actually get someone out there. And if it's a wrong way driver, a true blue wrong way driver that's still driving on the roadway, we will send troopers out there to respond so they can, you know, stop the vehicle and make sure that they're okay, see what's going on. That way they don't unfortunately cause a crash or cause injury to somebody. Some of the other programs that we have, we also, in addition to the thermal system, we also have what we call like an automated wrong way detection system, which has sensors that are already ingrained in the roadway pavement that tell us immediately that there's possibly a wrong way driver. Hey, we sensed a vehicle going the wrong direction on this sensor. This is the location. Check your cameras and see what's going on. And so those programs have really been vital for us in order to kind of pinpoint exactly where wrong way drivers occur, where they're going next, and really helping us get the responders out there quickly so they can stop these vehicles before, unfortunately, something worse happens.
You mentioned the training. Is that ongoing? Is that something you do from time to time? Or do you think you've kind of done enough training and combined with real-world experience, you're where you need to be?
I think in this position, there can be a point where you feel a certain level of proficiency. But the nature of our job, being a telecommunicator with technology always changing, this job is so dynamic, and that's one of the things I love about it. And for a job that is very dynamic and always changing, that means that we always have to be in a state of always improving, always learning. We have monthly courses that we're required to take. We have monthly check-ins where they check us and make sure that we're doing everything that we need to be doing for quality assurance. And with certifications, we have to get those renewed, you know, on a yearly basis. Just so many things that we're always doing to constantly improve our training, improve our abilities to help others, and improve our knowledge and skill. So at the end of the day, we can always be prepared for something that gets thrown at us that we've never seen before.
Well, after a shift, I'm certain that getting on this podcast might not have been the best thing to do. Get to do a lot more talking, but you did give us a great glimpse inside of the Safety Operations Center, what you do. And it's good to be focused on telecommunicators, because you realize a couple of minutes in that without you to kind of be a traffic cop and move that information from where it is to where it needs to be, the system would not be effective whatsoever. So thanks for doing what you do and for helping drivers on NTTA roads.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure, and it's what we love to do. So it's a never dull moment at NTTA for the Safety Operations Center, that's for sure.
Matthew Morales, who is one of our good ones, you can tell. We appreciate you very much for being on the Road Trip Podcast. Thank you, Matthew. And again, we have current telecommunicator and roadside safety services openings with sign-on bonuses available. To find out more, visit ntta.org. Thanks for listening to The Road Trip. And please always remember to drive safely.